It is a gift from you. The world is
here. We go to Thursday. At least in this hour,
those of you who have been around for a while, that's nice. Nice to have you on board. Thursday, the 13th of February. A lot of things going on. The Olympics. The winter weather, I think, is probably on the top of a lot of people's minds, especially those who are being affected by it directly, i.e., you're in it. So let's dig around in that on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here with me. Kenny, thank you. Yesterday, you and Michael and everybody else did a nice job for me as I... talking about winter weather, weathering that storm. I don't, the bug never, I think, actually, whatever it was that was in me 2 weeks ago, never really got out. And so it came back with not as much vengeance as it had the first time. But Michael will tell you, I sat down yesterday to go on the air, and all he heard was me throwing up. So that was the end of that. Nice. Thank you for all that detail, Doug. That's very nice of you. To bring us into the focus. So give me a thumbnail sketch about yesterday in terms of Twitter, Facebook, the sorts of things that people, I always like to know what the social media is saying, has said in the last 24 hours or so about things that I need to catch up on.
Well, a lot of people who are not very happy with Congress, go figure, and the
shocking.
And the debt ceiling vote. That was a big one. Lots of memories of Shirley Temple that were posted on Twitter and now
Caesar
about
too?
Sid Caesar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something you would expect. Sid Caesar, really pretty amazing talent in many different ways. Did Pete Seeger die?
Yes.
When did he die? For some reason or other, I lost that completely. I was reading in one of the entertainment magazines on the plane coming back last night, a tribute to Pete Seeger. For some reason, I missed that completely.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
near the end of January.
Yeah, yep. All right, well, anyway, I think that the place for us to... What are you getting from people about the Olympics in terms of... I'm just looking at a headline this morning, and it basically has to do with hookups at the Olympics. Who's dating whom? Was it 4 years ago or 2 years ago? There was a big to-do about how many condoms had been distributed to those who are participating in the games. Is that something that's being yacked about again?
I haven't seen anything about that, but I did hear somebody who said that what you have are some of the most physically fit people in the world, mm-hmm. who have a lot, who are in a confined area with a lot of free time on their hands.
And lots of energy.
Yes.
Right? It's energy. That's right. They're all in good shape, and they get lots of energy, so hoo-ha! Let's go for it. As far as the standings are concerned, as far as the people that are concerned about how we're doing in the medals, Norway still in first place, looks like 12 as of the start of today's action, 10 for Canada total, 10 for the Netherlands total, 9 for the U.S. tied with the Russians. And let's see, Germany's in sixth place with 8. Austria has 5 total. Switzerland 4, as does Slovenia and Sweden. So was there another American disappointment? Sean White failed to three-peat in the snowboarding halfpipe long track. Speed skater Shani Davis failed to three-peat in his favorite discipline, the 1,000 meter. Davis, like White, failed to medal. Why are we talking about all these failures? What did we... There must be some wins in here someplace. Why are we so focused on failures? That's the trouble with the news media. They're all so focused on what we didn't do. Well, how about what we did do? How did it, you know, there has to have been, in order for us to have 9 medals, we've got 3 gold, 1 silver, and 5 bronze. So, you know, this is, have we ever actually won more medals than anybody else in the Winter Olympics? Anybody remember? Michael, do you remember? Or Kenny?
I don't remember.
I think after the Soviet Union broke up, we had a good stretch.
Yeah. Those damn Soviet Union Russians. Okay.
I think this is, and these two guys who failed to get on the podium, I think it's just a surprise because they both won medals in the last two Olympics, so mm-hmm. everyone kind of expected that they were, and
right.
it's more of a big surprise that they not only didn't they get the gold, but they didn't get a medal at all.
Well, let's listen to some of these. Let's we'll bite the bullet here a little bit and listen to a couple of different discussions. As most know who listen to this program in this hour, we spend a good deal of time listening to how other talk radio people or talk television people analyze or inveigle themselves into the discussion of some of these issues. And Mitch Albom from Detroit talked on his program yesterday about the ridiculous coverage being done by NBC.
Just before I go to sleep last night, I flick on the Olympics. I see Lewis Johnson is a reporter who, like a lot of the reporters who have been sent to cover the Olympics,
yes.
He has no idea what he's covering.
Of course.
I think he probably regularly covers football or something like that for NBC, but here he is talking to a female loser. She is, her name is Kate Hansen. And the best that they can come up with to hold your interest, because after all, a woman lying flat on a sled going down a track and not in the medal running isn't going to hold your interest a whole lot of time, right? They apparently filmed her while she was dancing with her headphones on, getting ready for...
Getting psyched.
Yeah. They filmed her. They didn't tell her that they were filming her. And then they showed it on TV. Then after the competition... This guy goes up to her, interviews her, and shows her this footage of her dancing, in which she, now in this cut, she explains herself, and then she says something about Beyonce or whatever, and he says, well, you have a favorite song or something, and she asks him for a beat. Now, this is the Olympics, mind you. Okay? Listen to this cut here.
I'm completely in my own world, and it doesn't matter who's staring. I'm still going to dance.
You know, the dancing is one thing, but the pop-locking is what got us. And you know what? Since day two is wrapped up, you want to send us out with something before to wrap today up?
Drop me a beat.
Oh, me? Okay.
Sure.
Oh! That is the world, according to Kate. Great day. Good luck in day two.
Thank you. America!
Oh, come on. This is what the Olympics have come to. So when you ask me and you say, oh, you sound like an old fogey because you missed, you know, the downhill ski. This is what I caught on the Olympics. She was doing like a fly dancing move of some kind. She kept moving her hands around and she had American flags on her knuckles. And so at the end when she goes, America, she holds her knuckles up like that, you know, like it's a gang sign. America.
All right. Calm down, Mitch, will you? So he was talking about Kate Hansen, right?
Yeah.
Is that who's doing the dancing? So now I'm looking at the live updates. The USA is first and second after the first ski slopestyle finals. So is that good? Had we been expected to do that well in that event?
I'm not sure how well we were expected to do in that.
Yeah. All right. So we'll spend a few more minutes on the Olympics, and then we'll talk about the winter weather. Man, what a mess. And I got out of Dodge just in time.
Yeah.
To get clobbered. I mean, or they're already getting clobbered, actually, about this time. Quarter after 5 in the morning on the East Coast. Quarter after 2 in the morning on the West Coast, where Kenny and I are. And anywhere in between, depending on where you are. You could be listening around the world to a lot of the great connections that we have here. Good day. Time is 15 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
This President's Day, Guitar Center wants you to feel like you have the power in your hands. Not the power to manage national affairs or change laws. I mean the cool kind of power. Like the power of a Fender acoustic or an Ibanez electric guitar, $99 each. That's what I'm talking about. Plus, there are hundreds of other deals, like three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings or an amazing clip-on guitar tuner for just $10. Celebrate President's Day by feeling the power of the greatest feeling on earth. Only at Guitar Center. Now through Monday.
All right, on the Doug Goodday program, we're talking about the Olympics. Here's Alan Laudell from WDL in Wilmington talking to analyst Dr. R. Kaplan about finding permanent homes for the Olympics.
Stop moving the Winter and Summer Olympics around. Put them at permanent, secure locations in stable countries and be done with it.
We're watching all of this continuing horror story from polluted water to anti-gay rhetoric to terrorists running around to $50 billion thrown into Sochi. And you kind of wonder, what is it doing there? In fact, every time we have an Olympics, and we're going to see this in the one in Brazil, it costs a fortune to build a city, build stadiums that only get used once, and then who knows what becomes of them. I think Montreal, which had the Olympics in 76, is just now paying off the debt from that. Why are we continuing to move these things? Why don't we come up with one single site, one for the summer, one for the winter, and, you know, make them very secure and have the facilities there and not try to rebuild at huge expense all this stuff and sometimes get into harm's way.
Well, you know, that makes sense, but probably you would never get the nations of the world to agree it because there are so many who still want to host them.
I'm sure they do, and that's wonderful. But if you look at this experience and what it costs and the fact that even the ones who say they want to host them wind up going broke, I mean, I think you'd find people for most of these Olympic events saying, boy, we're sorry we did that. We're stuck with either a bunch of stadiums we don't need or a bicycle race facility we can't use or a luge, you know, thing that nobody goes down and it costs us a fortune. It seems to me the Olympic movement ought to step in there and say, hey, we're in charge of this. We don't care what the nations of the world want. We're going to pick two places. Everybody throw their money in there. And don't you think it would just take one terrorism attack in a place like Sochi to cinch this case?
True, but it might take one terrorism attack at a so-called permanent, impermanent place to get people thinking, well, nothing is completely safe. We may as well go around the world again.
Yeah, I agree nothing's completely safe, but I think you got a better chance at safety when you have a place that you can harden, so to speak, as the security people like to say. You make it terror-proof, you really build it with every conceivable security measure laid in there. I don't know that Sochi is safe. I'm not sure Rio de Janeiro is going to turn out to be safe.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been
been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
From that song by Linda Ronstadt, which is number one during this week in 1975, You're No Good, to the Olympians from America who haven't done what we expected them to do. Or should we apply it to some of our favorite politicians who are trying to raise the debt? Well, actually, they're not trying. They did raise the debt ceiling. Let's listen to this discussion. Rob Schilling talking to Robert Romano from Americans for Limited Government about the Republican leadership in the House caving in and voting with the Democrats on the clean bill to raise the debt ceiling.
What can you tell us about this vote? It seems so stinky that most of the Republicans voted against it, but the leadership all voted for it. Why?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask. They supposedly didn't have the votes to attach anything to the debt ceiling, whether that would be something to do with military veterans' pension benefits that got screwed up in the Ryan Murray budget deal, mm-hmm. or dealing with Obamacare, or dealing with IRS targeting. Our view was that it would have been a good opportunity to take on the IRS targeting of the Tea Party and other 501c4s. By including a restriction against the IRS issuing any new regulations to do with that and political speech and the assault on the First Amendment that's going on right now. But, I mean, it could have just as easily been Obamacare that they were going to take on. Recall back in August, they were saying, oh, don't use the continuing resolution to take mm-hmm. on Obamacare. Let's use the debt ceiling. And if you recall, they did use the continuing resolution. That is, until the debt ceiling came up in October, and then Republicans capitulated on Obamacare and on the shutdown. They reopened the government, and they extended the debt ceiling. They could have separated the two issues, but the debt ceiling, again, it forced them to capitulate. In December, Paul Ryan was saying, you know, let's vote for the Ryan-Murray budget deal, mm-hmm. But we're going to do something with the debt ceiling. And they keep saying this over and over again. So finally it comes up, the debt ceiling, and what are they going to do with it? Nothing. They didn't even offer an amendment that would have allowed the House of Representatives to assert some priorities to do with the power to purse. I mean, they have the power to purse. This was the last piece of must-pass legislation during this Congress. I mean, they're going on a two-week vacation right now. They should just stay home for the rest of the year because they're not going to accomplish a darn thing to stop the Obama agenda.
Well, they're not going to, but, you know, we used to talk about the debt ceiling as we have to stop it because this is getting so out of control, that being the national debt. And yet now I don't hear anybody talking about that. It's only what leverage can we get from it? And that may be reality, but is that the right conversation to have?
I think it is the right conversation to have in terms of leverage and in terms of a must-pass piece of legislation. This is Congress's power of the purse. That's what it's for. You can use it to assert priorities. I mean, that's about the limit of it. But for the debt ceiling, we wouldn't have gotten even sequestration and an ability to rein in government spending back in 2011. Granted, they've rolled back a lot of the sequestration now. But, I mean, again, it all comes down to priorities. If which is a better idea, to cede the leverage on a must-pass piece of legislation so somebody can write home to their constituents that they voted against the debt ceiling? Well, they also voted against using it to any great effect. So what? You voted no. I mean, we just had the Democrats managed to control the House of Representatives right now, and Obama's going to get all the borrowing he wants. Was that the outcome we intended, or could we have gotten something done with the debt ceiling or the continuing resolution? Why did we need to do a two-year budget deal?
Pretty amazing that these guys don't get it, isn't it, huh? 28 past the hour, more on the debt ceiling coming up here on Good Day. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You woke at 6:30 a.m., laundered athletic uniforms and leotards, and finished the report requested by your boss. You got this. You walked the dog, fixed the dryer, balanced the checkbook, and started dinner. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms, plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's today. It's Thursday. The Doug Steffen Good Day Way to begin the day for some of you, or maybe you're ending your day. It depends, I guess, on where you are and what you do. It's 33 and change past the hour. I wonder, Kenny, if there was much Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show action with the announcement that Simon Cowell is headed back to England. The X Factor has been canceled. Did you get any beeping and bopping on that, just out of curiosity?
I didn't see anything that anybody really cared.
Yeah. Maybe, well, more of the speculation that he would go back onto American Idol. I thought that was kind of interesting. Whether that, it probably does make some sense, because he was really the one that was the glue there and might be responsible. There's probably another year left in that, and that's about added too, right? More or less?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it still gets a decent audience, but it's getting less and less every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's get back to our conversation about the debt ceiling. Senate passed the House version to raise the debt ceiling, allowing the government to borrow more money to pay bills through March of next year. Senator Ted Cruz tried to mount another filibuster, but a dozen Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, joined the Democrats in a 67-31 procedural vote to overcome the filibuster. And then those same 12 Republicans voted against the bill, which passed anyway, 55-43. You just got to wonder what in the name of heaven these people are thinking about. What do you think about this? 888-302-3684. How can we keep spending money that we don't have? That question keeps being asked, and nobody answers it like, oh, well, you know, we got to keep spending money. We don't have to keep spending money at this rate, but we do, because that's the way you get elections taken care of. 888-302-3684. Here's host Scott Stigler talking about the repercussions this could have for the Republicans when the congressional election comes around in November.
Article from Yahoo Finance written by one of their editors named Brett
Logorato. He says, if there was any doubt that after the government shut down and the last protracted battle over the debt ceiling, this cave from Republicans should make it clear the debt ceiling is no longer a legitimate political weapon. House Speaker John Boehner brought a clean debt ceiling increase to the floor for Republicans. It completes an epic swing in their positions from just 3 years ago, when they first made the debt ceiling increase a major vehicle to try to force spending cuts on the president and Democrats. Consider the swing. In 2011, Boehner established a rule in his namesake called the Boehner Rule, which required a dollar in cuts for every dollar raised in the debt ceiling. In 2013, the Boehner Rule died. And in the end, even before Republican leaders conceded and said they would allow a clean hike to come to the floor, Republicans were talking about spending increases that would be attached to this bill. It got to the point last week when House leaders were considering a method called pension smoothing as a pay-for on the debt ceiling related provisions that some Democrats were left baffled, because as a Senate Democrat aide explained, every Senate Democrat has voted for the method as a pay-for on an extension for unemployment insurance from the previous day. Every single Senate Democrat voted yesterday as a pay-for. I don't know how Boehner is pitching this to his caucus, if we need to participate in the kabuki that they're really getting one over on us with something we're actually fine with in order to avoid worldwide financial calamity, then so be it, said the aide. The dismantling of the debt ceiling as a weapon goes back to the fiscal cliff fight of late 2012, when Obama said he wouldn't negotiate with the full faith and credit of the U.S. on the table. He would not normalize that negotiation. That's because that became the Democratic line, and they stuck to it. They became remarkably unified in their stance, and it largely worked in diffusing the threat.
888-302-3684. All right, Kenny, what does the social media have to say? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. By the way, you can email me, Doug@DougStefan.com or Ken@DougStefan.com. What do we have there, Kenny?
Jen says, what the bleep is wrong with red state Republicans?
Well, what the bleep is wrong with them? What the bleep is wrong with them? They have no courage. They have no guts. They don't understand fiscal responsibility. They need to be tossed. There really does need to be another party in this country. Woof. Man, these guys are so out to lunch. And we keep saying this and everybody agrees, but yet nothing gets done. It's astounding, actually. Astounding how many people get reelected to positions after they have done nothing but screw around, screw up, and screw you. All right, so next.
BC says McConnell and the rest of them need to go. Americans want spending cuts, not an increase in the debt ceiling.
I think both McConnell and Boehner need to go, frankly. And McConnell is an old fossil. Man, he's been around way too long. Oof. All right. Who else?
Joe says, I am sick and tired of this. It's as if they want to bankrupt us.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. They keep saying, yeah, we got to keep spending. Why? Look at all the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. Who's dealing with that? Nobody pays any attention to that. And you pay through the nose for them to waste your money. Tommy's in Tennessee with a thought on the latest debt ceiling vote.
Well, I think it's just typical politics as usual. We have a Congress that's not interested in being in the black. We have a Congress that's more interested in being in the red. I believe that the debt ceiling should be lowered by about, say, half a trillion. And that would get them talking more than anything else. All we hear about is raising the debt ceiling. Why not lower it by half a trillion per year and see what kind of reaction we'll get there? I mean, we're $17 trillion in debt. If we lower it by half a trillion per year, we should have our debt paid off in 34 years. But then again, that simplicity is something that is rare and almost extinct in Washington, D.C.
888-302-3684. Ron is in New York, doesn't understand all of this.
I don't understand for the life of me when we're going to stop. I mean, it's a real basic thing that we should not be spending more than we're taking in. They're just worried about elections, and we should be more in tune with what the people want. I think what hurts us is these long-term, lifetime politicians.
888-302-3684. Let's see here. Richard is a constituent of John Boehner's.
I just want to comment on the debt ceiling. I think John Boehner, he did a good job on that because it's very important because if you look back when the Bush administrators was there, they created a lot of the debt that we're in now because of the fact that they put us in a war that we shouldn't have been there.
Well, but why do we have to keep spending, sir? 888-302-3684. Jason's in Pennsylvania with a thought on term limits.
I think every one of these people need to be replaced personally. What we're doing is we're placing this burden on our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren for generations to come. These people need to be set in term limits. If the president has a term limit, every single member of Congress should, too. I think that Senator Cruz is right for standing up to the president. I wish more people would get the courage to do that. I'm going to compare him to Hitler back in the 40s. He's trying to take away our rights. He's trying to spend money where it doesn't need to be spent. Giving him a blank check is a very bad idea.
888-302-3684 on Good Day. Let's wrap it up with Will in Tennessee.
I think the major problem that American people already are faced with is our government going to really show some integrity and honesty and pass some legislation that's going to help the American people? Now, we already had over 4 years President Obama's measures of all the reforms that we have. We've got three, four major reforms that's supposed to be taken care of. And, of course, here they have this debt ceiling, and it's already been crushed once, and it's going to have to be crushed again. And they're wondering where all the money is going to come from. Well, they've already said they've got trillions of dollars is going to be passed on to children and grandchildren in the next three generations. Well, the sad thing about it is we the people, we the ones that's going to have to make the difference in the next election. People are going to have to start giving an honest estimate of what is going to have to cost us and getting our public officials to do what's right.
Blah, 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 blah. You hear all of this, that stuff from people every time there's an election, every time there's something that's important. You listen to the same stuff, and it's been going on for years, decades, maybe longer than that, centuries. It's the same old stuff, and yet nothing changes, gets worse. 888-302-3684. Speaking of things that are getting worse, the weather. Whoo, man, what a story that is. We'll talk about it in a minute here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet. It lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, 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 and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
All right, let's talk about the weather here on the Good Day program. These brutal ice storms that have cut power for thousands, tens of thousands of customers in the South. Matter of fact, let's see, 533,000 people without power in Louisiana. Numbers are about the same in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. All of these people affected by this storm. Georgia got hardest hit. Wow, look at all these hundreds of thousands of people affected by the frozen tree limbs falling on power lines. Emergency planners continue to urge drivers to stay off of the roads. Atlanta yesterday was pretty much a ghost town. People staying home, state personnel working on the roads there, 5,000-6,000 of them. Here's Talk Show's Gary Meyer and meteorologist Tom Skilling talking to one of their callers, comparing this winter with a brutal winter that took place in the 1800s.
Dan, you're on.
I wanted to ask if you could make a few comments about the year 1816, the year without a summer across most of the country.
Right, yeah, that was...
What happened?
That was the year without a summer. It was related to the Krakatoa.
Never heard
was
of
it
such
Krakatoa
a nonsensical thing. The year without a summer.
Yeah, year without a summer. And
by
what happened
E. Cummings.
The volcanic ash... circulated around the world from a mammoth volcano, and it literally blocked the sunlight. So we had kind of a nuclear winter effect. And it was after Mount Tambora went off in 1815 and sent all this dust into the atmosphere. Then Krakatoa came along later in the 1800s. And then we had our Pinatubo more recently than that. But when you get a really big volcanic
eruption... Sounds like you're naming the Jackson 5.
It does, doesn't it? Sounds like some kind of music group or a... As you like to say, a morning drive time team. But, yeah, that's what happened. And they literally had frosts all summer long in New England. Crops couldn't grow.
Imagine back then what they were thinking, because they didn't have the communication that we have now. They probably thought it was the end of the world, right?
Well, you know, nobody had an idea. We didn't have the global view we had because we didn't have the telecommunications. Heck, the telegraph hadn't even been developed at that point. So there wasn't any way to communicate this other than by mail. So, yeah, you're right, Gary. I mean, a lot of these things would seem very mysterious and not easily understood.
You had a satellite photo last night of the Great Lakes.
Wasn't that something?
80-some percent now?
87% of the Great Lakes are covered by ice. That estimate from Environment Canada. They do an ice analysis, and then our U.S. NOAA, the parent agency of the Weather Service, has the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab that analyzes sea ice, both on the coastal waters around the country, but also the Great Lakes. And they report that 66% of Lake Michigan is covered with ice now, and 88% of Lake Superior, 90% of Lake Huron, and 92% of Lake Erie. Is covered by ice right now. That's the most that we've had in 20 years at least, and we're bumping up that number every report. Every week they do an analysis. It won't be long before it becomes the most ice we've seen at least since 1980. And
all right, so the circumstances are such as the storm moves up the East Coast. 12 inches of snow in New York, Philadelphia. Michael says, what did you say, 5-6 inches in the ground of Washington?
Looking like closer to 10 now.
10 now, and they're going to be 10 to 12 inches up on my farm and areas around Boston, eastern Massachusetts. Then a lot of rain on the coast. So wild weather again as the winter of 14 continues. Yuck. 51 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I working our way through some of the stories, the facts, the opinion, and I guess people in the news would bring us around to focus on two rather interesting stories in the last 24 hours. Taco's Dave Cohen here focuses on Ray Nagin. Remember Ray Nagin? He was the mayor of New Orleans during Katrina, and he became the poster child for noise, I think, right? Wouldn't you say that, Kenny? He was noisy, lots of noise, and never anything very constructive coming out of him. And maybe we figure that out now because he was charged with corruption, went to trial. And now the verdict is in. Here's the story from Talk Host Dave Cohen.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has been convicted on 20 out of 21 counts against him in his corruption trial in federal court in New Orleans. Convicted of conspiracy to commit fraud and bribery. Convicted of accepting a $60,000 bribe from Rodney Williams. A $2,250 bribe from Rodney Williams. Granted from Frank Vidella in June of 2008. Guilty of accepting $50,000 in bribes from Michael McGrath and Frank Vidella. Convicted of accepting another shipment of granite from Frank Fridella in August of 2008. Not guilty of accepting $10,000 from Rodney Williams, but then guilty on all the other charges. Wire fraud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wire fraud convictions. Money laundering conviction. And 4 convictions for filing false tax returns in 2005, 2006, 2007, and 2008, all of this in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina as New Orleans was trying to rebuild from the devastation of the storm. What happens next in the legal process, Professor Tetla?
Well, the judge will have to make a decision about whether to remand Nagin directly to jail. Typically, though, he would remain on the same bond until after the sentencing. And so the sentencing will be set for a couple of months hence for the work to be done of calculating those guidelines. And then the judge will have to make her decision at that hearing. And often in a white-collar case, the defendant would be given a date to report to the prison. They wouldn't just take him up in handcuffs in the courtroom, that he would actually have a day that he's supposed to appear at the prison. There also be an issue of whether he can remain on bond pending appeal, but that often turns on whether there is an obvious issue on appeal that might result in a reversal of the conviction, which was true in the Jefferson case, that there were some big issues. It was certainly true in the Edwards conviction, and so they remained out of jail on appeal. That may not be true here.
Story of Ray Nagin being convicted in the corruption case in New Orleans. Another person that we are talking about, not with the same tone, is Sid Caesar, the legendary actor, died yesterday. Here in a talk radio interview, movie critic Jeffrey Lyons talks about the life and legacy of Mr. Caesar.
He is the last of that generation of pioneer comics like Ernie Kovacs and Milton Berle and Steve Allen, who go all the way back. He made his debut in 1949 on the Milton Berle show, and he was a host of Saturday Night Live. That's how long he was in the spotlight. Wow. He's the only host ever to become an honorary member of the cast, because he knew very well the importance of working with your co-members of your cast. I mean, his writers were Mel Brooks and Larry Gelbart and Woody Allen and Neil Simon and Carl Reiner. And, you know, with tomorrow's terrible weather, the best way to spend it, guys, is to go to YouTube and just write in Sid Caesar. You can see all his bits. My favorite Sid Caesar story came in April 1955 when he got a call from Albert Einstein's secretary requesting on a Monday morning meeting at Princeton, because Einstein loved his German scientist character, Ludwig von Spaceblain, obviously based on Wernher von Braun. So Sid Caesar dismissed the cast and said, I can learn the theory of relativity in 2 days. Give me 2 days and I'll learn it. Well, he went to the library and just studied up, and Sunday night Einstein died. So Sid Caesar he loved telling that story. I interviewed him several times. And one time, the first time I did it, he was spaced out, and I couldn't understand that. I came home so disappointed. It turns out those were the years he was on barbiturates, and he was had drug problems as far as painkillers. And he told me years later that he had fallen asleep on a flight to Los Angeles that continued on to New Zealand, and he woke up and he was in Auckland somewhere. So he went through an awful lot, but everybody who worked with him loved working with him.
Probably best known for his work, Sid Caesar, with his comedy partner Imogene Coca. The programs Your Show of Shows, that was in the 50s, and Caesar's Hour, that was in the late 50s. The Show of Shows, early 50s. His show after that ran in the late 50s. If you are younger, you'll remember him in Grease and Grease 2, where he played Coach Calhoun. But certainly one of Hollywood's finest. Finest? Finest. Singular. And kind of sad. I mean, there's stuff that's so funny from some of these guys. Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, and these guys together. Just laughing, laughing, and laughing. That's what made that era so great. 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Stanton.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.